the religious aspects of this, I think it's very important to just look at each other as people. Many of us have been told lies, if you will, about people of other countries, communist countries, about people of different color, and to get to know them as people and individuals, and them to get to know us, I think is a very important part of what we're doing.
Does anyone else care to make comment about any of the other medleys that we've performed, these things that we use to demonstrate reaching across international boundaries?
One of the interesting things that I've observed here is that the Cubans love music and dance. Everywhere we go, on every street corner, there's music, there's dancing. But there's never been a sense of using dance as a part of their religion or part of their faith. And what I've seen is that when we model this prayer for peace through dance, all of a sudden a light goes on. And they embrace that idea very, very quickly and get that concept of using music and dance for peace.
Sandra?
A medley that we created for this particular tour is a combination of a dance from Peru called Huayno and a dance from the United States called Cotton Eye Joe. And it's an example of a medley that it doesn't highlight cultures that have been at war and conflict, but highlights the tensions between North America, particularly the United States, and Latin America, where Latin America has been kind of intervened on many times and kind of pushed around by some of the policies of the United States. So we wanted to acknowledge through this suite of dances that we recognize that, and that we recognize that every people should have the right to determine their own destiny, to be able to control their own resources and to have their culture be what they want it to be. We simply picked Peru because that was a dance that seemed accessible, but it's really about all of the countries of Latin America.